Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
It's the 444th day of Trump's political exile and the illegal occupation of America by the CCP Russia-Iran triumvirate. Through the proxy government of Biden-Harris, under the auspices of the Democrat Party, with the help of the establishment media, sometimes called the MSM, and a handful of rhinos. Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Now, folks, we've got some construction going on here, some work that I really just need to have done. And I'm not going to interrupt these good men, let them get their work done, but we might get interrupted with a bump and a hammer drop and that kind of thing. Folks, the brain masseur has been robbed. I'll tell you about that in a moment. A tranny woman, that's a man who decided he is a woman, tweets about his first period. Shocked that it hurt so bad. New rumblings in the intel world you'll find interesting. They continue to hound Trump. Here's the latest. And further revelations from the Hunter laptop drive. Biden's approval down under 30%. Watching his plagiarized presidency swirling in the toilet, taking it into the sewage with the deep state soon to follow. Update on Durham's probe. Interesting developments there. We know they want to destroy America, but why? Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The brain masseur has been robbed. Bongino stole my shtick. In episode 1741 of the Bongino Show, his announcer invited listeners to get their brain massage. I'll have you know that I registered that as my trademark. I've been using it since before 9/11 and officially trademarked the brand Brain Massage in 2009. My serial number is 77/824655, issue 12/15/2009. Imagine my shock when I heard Bongino's announcer invite his listeners to get their brain massage without so much as a nod or a wink. Or said the brain masseur in mock horror. Imitation truly is the greatest flattery. I can only hope someone in Bongino's organization came across one of my shows or found my website. I'd love to explain to them the science of the brain massage. Let's review that right now.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
So I found a tranny woman tweet. And that's a man, by the way, who decided he's a woman. I mean, I get confused whether a tranny woman is a woman pretending she's a he or a he pretending he's a she. But anyway, tweets about his first period and expressing horror that it hurts so bad. Yeah, the guy has no uterus, friend. He's not wearing the thing. Still traumatized from my youth. My mom sent me to the store, and included in the shopping list was a box of sanitary napkins, and she made such a point of which brand to get as I approached the house with my bag in tow. Mom happened to be out there in the yard, so I pulled the box out and hollered, "Are these the ones you wanted?" Well, let's just say that was not well received. Can you believe these idiots? This guy who pretends to be a gal gets constipated and thinks he's having a period. I came across some new rumblings from the intel world that I think you'll find very interesting. But first, necessary caveats. As I've explained before, this kind of information is, well, hearsay, first off, and it's susceptible to all sorts of manipulation. It takes a highly experienced ear and eye to sort through it, to cull out what is potentially valuable information from all the extraneous stuff, the disinformation, the misdirection, that is invariably attached to this sort of thing. Understand, you're talking about a world where lying, deceiving, misdirecting is a way of life. I sometimes wonder how the people who work in this environment keep up with who they are. On the other hand, since 9/11, I've discovered some sources for this kind of information that have consistently proved to be at least valuable, if not 100% accurate, valuable with regard to getting a sense of what is coming before it arrives. Sort of like, you know, watching the sea and sky for indications of coming storms or fair weather. My rule is this: the geopolitical seascape is always boiling with all sorts of information, some of it factual, much of it rumors, and what intel people are making of these facts and rumors. So I watch the seascape, and when a certain narrative begins to take shape, and that narrative begins to hold its shape for a while, well, that's when I begin to pay attention and start watching that narrative and following it, and tracking it, and I start investigating the parts of the narrative to see if those parts that can be proved hold up and prove out what's being said about what's going on here. And anyway, you take the bits and pieces and assemble what I can prove true, and then compare what the facts suggest to me from what I already know, and then I might, preface with such a caveat as here provided. Throw it out there for my listeners if I am convinced it's worth their time to consider, and I believe this is. So keep in mind, what I'm about to share is scuttlebutt from the intel community reported by someone who, quote, can't reveal his sources, end quote, or won't, but whose credibility is unquestioned, even if the reliability of the information this person brings forward is not always 100% accurate. If you want only what is 100% documentable, then you need to be reading history books, and even those you must check. books that document what has already happened, not attempting to figure out what's coming. I think Jesus taught us to study your history to know what has happened, and to watch the sky to anticipate as nearly as you can what's coming. Got it? So here's my primary source for this information in the footnote of my notes. As for corroborating documentation, unfortunately, I would have to cite hundreds of articles and historical events and so on that together support the following claims. First, I believe that since 2014, and probably even earlier, but at 2014, I understand Trump was being approached about running for office in 2016 because of concerns that Obama and his regime were undermining American interests at home and abroad, and the feeling was strong that treason was at play. It was believed that Obama and his ilk, and is believed, were and are actively participating with foreign interests to undermine America and to, quote-unquote, transform this country. From one nation under God, remember, America is no longer a Christian nation, to, as Reagan put it, a nation gone under. These patriots banded together to do what they could, legally. Emphasis on that word. To stop this and to return America to the control of the people. Most of my listeners likely started thinking of things you've heard Trump say that support this, and of what you've heard Obama say, and what you've watched them do, that together confirms this as more than a conspiracy theory like little green men that disappear when they raise the antenna hidden in their skull. I think it's becoming increasingly obvious to anyone with sense that America is under attack by an enemy determined to break down our constitutional republic, and bring the American people under slavery to a Marxist socialist regime who are anti-Christian and who reject the rule of Jesus Christ in this earth. Second, I believe there are still God-fearing, Jesus is Lord patriots in our government. While it is overrun with embedded operatives representing the interests of, say, Russia, Iran, and the Chinese Communist Party, or more generally, the overarching interests of the, well, we call them the globalists, Carl Schwab and his ilk, there are actually more patriots in America who take their oath seriously and who intend to defend America from enemies both foreign and domestic. And third, I believe these patriots have a plan and that they are working that plan, that they are patiently waiting for the right time to execute certain portions of that plan, and that a major thing they're waiting for is an awakening of the American people to the dangers in our midst. I believe we the people are the key component of this plan, and then within that set, it is God's remnant that will make the difference. Furthermore, and that takes me to this next point, and perhaps I should say, however, unless that remnant repents and turns to God with clean hands and a pure heart, well, God will not undertake to bless this plan, and America will be turned into hell, just as God promised to every nation that forgets Him. Now, that's a pretty broad stroke picture of the setting. Now, let's look at the spook narrative bubbling up and taking shape on the political seascape in America that I think fits our legitimate expectations, but that should not excite anything more than increased humble prayer, honest preaching of the truth, and that's our work, including holding the wicked accountable for their offenses, holding them accountable to the truth. That, and then a holy dependence upon God, or as our founders put it, a humble reliance upon divine providence. Well, here it is, circulating among intel agencies here in the U.S. of A. right now, are criminal indictment documents for Hillary, Barack, Hunter, and Joe. The documents present indictments that will bring these people under criminal prosecution for crimes that are on the level of, well, I don't know, how about a Benedict Arnold? Many don't know the details about Benedictus, and I don't have time to do that history lesson here, but if you do know his history, you will agree that the parallels are uncomfortably closer than you might think. There are indications that while at the very top, you know, at the level where we watch the politics played out, there is a dark treason and treachery going on. But down ranks, there are patriots, and many of them, who saw this coming years ago, put certain things in place connected to trigger events that would launch them into motion. And one thing they've been waiting for is for the exposure phase to run its course so that virtually all Americans become disgusted with the regime in place and ready to execute wrath upon these evildoers. Let me take a moment and explain this particular social phenomenon, this business about waiting for the people. First of all, that's where the power is vested, both by divine appointment and by our political documents. The people, by the natural law of inertia, are hesitant to turn their attention from the daily toil of eking out a living to bother themselves with the intrigues of politics. There is a certain laissez-faire attitude among most people, and I think especially among Americans, whose experience with government has been overall positive. So they tend to think, yeah, well, you know, the cycle turns. So they have a policy of letting things take their own course. Also, since in the main we have had a robust media, I mean, back in the day, that dogged the political caste in bygone days, I know. And we had, in bygone days, a robust Department of Justice that served the ideals of American liberty and justice for all. The general public had been conditioned to have become pretty slow to wake up to the realization that, hey, wait, wicked men and women have taken hold of these institutions and corrupted them beyond recognition and perhaps beyond remedy. And you've heard me talk about the simple fact that justice is always behind, sometimes way behind, a breach of justice, by the simple fact that justice is always responding to injustice, right? Meaning transgressors are always ahead because they're the ones that initiate the problem. And sometimes they get way ahead of the law. So because of the natural indolence of Americans generally, with regard to political issues especially, they are slow to see how their political leaders are traitors. They think of them as stupid, as bumbling, as foolish, and they'll even accept that they are greedy, power-hungry, and in it for themselves. But they just have a hard time believing that these people leading us are corrupt traitors who are selling America out to our enemies, to the very people who want to destroy and enslave us. But it's beginning to happen. More and more patriot Americans are becoming convinced that Biden, Harris, Hillary, Obama, and the rest are not only self-serving, bungling idiots, but they are serving our enemies. They hate America and they want it destroyed. Take the election, for example. It's hard for the unengaged American to believe people like Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, virtually the entire DNC, along with the help of many rhino Republicans and some other so-called conservative Republicans even, with the CCP, have contrived to manipulate our elections and place people in power that serve foreign interests and not the interests of the American people. But now, with Biden attempting to make a deal with Iran that will fund Iran's nuclear program and will fund Iran's network of terrorists around the world, many are beginning to see this is not about misguided concerns over global warming. It's about treason. Now that Biden's approval ratings have dipped below 30% in polls that are oversampled with Democrats, by the way, meaning his actual approval rate is probably in the low 20s, even his own sharks are beginning to circle him. Okay, more about this on the other side of the break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Be advised, for Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Every corruption we see in our houses of government begin in our houses of worship. Christians begin departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians begin departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur in Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I concluded the first segment pointed out that Intel Scuttlebutt suggests Biden is on his way out, that Hillary, Obama, Hunter, and Joe have indictments moving through the channels as we speak, and that patriots are poised to pull the trigger that will unleash the storm Trump warned about at the end of his first term. You might remember that. I do. The question is when. Certain things have to be in place. The first is Americans must become aware and fed up with the traitors leading this country to hell. There are many indications this has happened, not the least of which is the plummeting poll numbers of their beloved leader, Biden. Below 30% as his entire administration swirls in the toilet. Then, the 2020 election must be overturned. It was stolen. We have known that almost from the very beginning. And now more than half of America is convinced Biden did not win an honest election in November of 2020. Calls for decertification are being raised in Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada, Colorado, and elsewhere. And the professor has come to California, so we'll see. There are three levels of evidence. The election was fraudulent, and resistance against discovery of the facts supporting that the election was stolen increases at each level. First, there's what Lindell calls the domestic fraud. I call it the ballot fraud. They have fought us tooth and nail to stop revelations of the massive amounts of ballot fraud that occurred in the 2020 election, involving ballot harvesting and manipulating votes during what is called adjudication. And I would include in this the massive numbers of people voting who are not eligible and changing election rules illegally to facilitate the fraud. It was like pulling teeth without benefit of Novocaine to get this much exposed, but it's been done. And then second, machine fraud. The resistance here is much more intense because the evidence is far more damning of the entire political apparatus. Both parties, Democrats and Republicrats, the whole truth about how Soros and foreign interests bought into the Dominion machines, which are hackable and connectable to the internet in violation of federal statute, federal law. But now we know they can be accessed by a device as commonly available as an iPhone. And with a few simple commands, votes can be flipped and outcomes of entire elections can be manipulated. This has been proved. And then, in a third report that's been released about all this, we have proof it happened in the 2020 election. The fight has been intense. The resistance has been incredible to stop us from exposing the truth about these machines, but persistence has paid off and the truth has broken through. Then there's the third level, however, and that's where the fight will be most intense. This is proof of foreign interference in our elections through the Dominion machines and other means. Folks, most of us listening to this show saw the support for this very early on, but America has been slow to wake up to the reality that this actually happened. However, like the constant drip, drip, drip of water on a hard rock will eventually wear away the rock, persistence, the truth dripping incessantly upon the rock of their opposition, is wearing it away, and soon the flood will break through their rock, because their rock is lies. It's not our rock. Their rock is not our rock. Their rock is a mere sandstone by comparison. It's collapsing. China, Russia, Iran are among the thieves who cooperated together to remove Trump and install their puppet, Biden. So, first, the American people needed to see exactly what the left with their cohorts in the Republican Party actually have in store for them. And it totals up to the demise of America and breaking us down into the power of the CCP, Russia, Iran triumvirate. These ribs in the mouth of the bear must be slapped, taken from that mouth, and that bear, and with them, beat that bear back into its cave in humiliation once again. So, second, the 2020 election theft had to be exposed and the truth seen by a strong majority of Americans. And then third, the wicked who have brought this on us must be brought to justice. Justice must be wrested from the hands of these unreasonable and wicked people and allowed to do the job Jesus ordained for it, Romans 13, to execute wrath upon these evildoers. Well, my friend, it's happening. Only 1 in 5 Americans think Biden is a good idea for America. More than half of Americans believe he was installed into the office by a fraudulent election. And America is ready to see justice prevail against these wicked people who are trying to destroy America. Don't expect these cornered jackals to go down without a fight. There are concerns about what they'll do when their desperation ferments. I mean, it's stirring itself already and reflecting its color in their cup. They see the dregs moving and the swirling in the cup of justice that is prepared for them. What will these America-hating, God-despising, Jesus-is-Lord-rejecting, hellish hounds do when the cup is set to their wicked lips and they are forced to choke down a preview, a mere sip of the wrath of God they'll drink to the full in eternity? Some fear they will run a red flag operation in which Biden will be assassinated and the blame will be put on Russia, igniting World War III. With the CCP Russian and Iranian operatives planted within our government and our military having the job to sabotage our efforts to defend ourselves and attack our enemies. Others fear they will ignite a wave of terrorist attacks all over America and set off a war in our streets. Among the scuttlebutt bubbling up out there is the idea is the warning that that's exactly what Iran is preparing. Whatever we can think of, our patriots have also thought of and prepared for. But one thing you must know is that, like the left's favorite leader said, a revolution is not a picnic, Mao Zedong. We're dealing with monsters who would do anything to maintain power and avoid justice. You need to pray. You need to return to the house of God. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus is Lord. Believe he arose from the dead and call upon his name to be saved from the wrath that's coming. I hope you will plan to enjoy Easter services with us. Palm Sunday this coming Sunday and then Easter Sunday the following. Come to the Lighthouse where all are welcome. See you in church. I'll have to continue the show tonight during our visit. Find us on our Facebook page, the Lighthouse Baptist Church of Santa Maria, California. And then join us tonight for comfort and counsel for the present distress. I usually go on at around 8 p.m. Like the page, set notifications, join us when we go live, and I'll talk about what they're doing now to hound Trump. I give you further revelations from the Hunter laptop hard drive, give you an update on the Durham probe, interesting developments there, and I'll give you a preview of my Sunday p.m. message. We know they want to destroy America, but why? I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. If you want me to call you back, you need to let me know. Or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. God bless you. God bless, God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Every corruption we see in our houses of government begin in our houses of worship. Christians begin departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians begin departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses, because freedom loses. Go to godswar2020.com. Every corruption we see in our houses of government begin in our houses of worship. Christians begin departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians begin departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Invading the territory usurped by the devil through lies and liars, Pastor Scheibach is charging the gates of hell. He wants to know if you've got his back.
To learn more, call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. Go to brainmassage.net.